Hello, Slutshines. I'm so very excited to announce the latest version of ShivyDex is now live. An awful lot of work on the back end of things has gone on to make this happen, making it far easier to push out some more upcoming features and improvements we have planned to. Added features. Cover art is here to stay. I've wanted to put more of a focus on cover art in recent times, and thanks to the beautiful work of Godfrey Smash, all new files have pretty artwork to go along with them. The site wasn't previously designed with that in mind, so we have rebuilt it to fully support art going forward, and hopefully one day every file will have visuals to go along with them. Redesigned file player page. The file player page was starting to get a bit ridiculous with the amount of scrolling involved, even for my standards. The new design is split in two. We've condensed a bunch of surplus fields and generally streamlined the whole page for a better viewing and, more importantly, listening experience. Genitalia field. Again, this is something I've been wanting to fully integrate into my files for a long time now. I have such a variety of listeners, and I want to make sure all of you are able to find what you need. So now it should be far easier to track what gender and explicit body parts are mentioned in every file. We're still going through the process of updating older files, but we even have a dedicated minion on the team now to minimize any instances of bumping into unwanted misgendering or dysphoria. Loveents app support and iOS support is added. We finally support the Loveents app itself. This means you'll have a method for synchronizing with all your Apple devices, iOS, etc. It also means there's an alternative synchronizing method if you want to bypass interface for connecting too. And additional bug fixes. We have gone through the whole site and fixed a myriad of long-standing issues and bugs. Trust me, I have found them just as frustrating as I'm sure many of you have too, but these things can take an annoyingly long time to find proper solutions. Some of the highlights include fixes to the runtime issue, haptics downloading, duplicate variants showing in search results, and updated video embedding, and many more. So that's what we have coming out for you. But we also have upcoming improvements as well. So comment section, which, there were some arguments about this one, but yep, you will very soon be able to comment on files directly on the site. Honestly, reading feedback and experiences from my files is one of my favorite things about creating. Reddit and Discord are great for that. So I want the ShivyDex to be somewhere I can browse and hear all your delicious comments on too. The feature is already fully built. We're just making sure our site security is ironclad. Don't worry, this is a feature you can toggle on or off, so it won't distract away from the files themselves if you don't want them to. But when you're looking for some community reviews and, suggestions on what to listen to next, it'll be there. eStim support. I know a lot of you have been eagerly awaiting this as well since I last teased it. Once again, the feature is built. We are just in the process of actually importing it into the ShivyDex itself. Please keep in mind, though, that we are handling eStim with a lot of care and due diligence compared to regular haptics by comparison. So quite a lot of internal testing is required. New audio player. This is going to be a really fun one once we have it live on the site. I can't reveal too much about what we have planned right now, but it is safe to say it should be really fun and a lot more ambitious than a pretty bar across the bottom of the screen. Newsletters. It can be quite hard to keep track of all the different platforms like Patreon, Discord, Reddit, Blue Sky. For those of you who would like to opt in, there's going to be a newsletter where you'll get notified of new releases or general announcements. This is not going to be mandatory, though, and you'll be able to turn them on and off on your profile in the ShivyDex. That'll be kind of helpful, because sometimes I'm absolutely fucking terrible about posting. As usual with these types of updates, the team have done their best to search out as many pesky bugs and issues as they can do internally, but once thousands, and tens of thousands of you are unleashed on it, you are bound to find something they haven't. If you do find something that needs fixing, please email shibbydex@gmail.com or post in the Shibby Dex Project channel in Discord. Also, if you're having issues connecting Patreon and Shibby Dex, that is the email you should be using for any sort of tech support. It goes to people who can help with tech support, unlike me, who's generally the person who needs tech support. Help. A special thank you to Gluck, Y'all, and Broken, as well as all the other Shibby Dex minions for helping push this over the line. I am really looking forward to seeing even more exciting updates coming to the site in 2026.